Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Olson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Sam Mealy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Lenhart. Batting sixth. The catcher, Del Wilbur. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Milt Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willard Nixon. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Willard Nixon. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tom Wright. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Fitzgerald. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Snyder. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey McDermott. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Mickey McDermott. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall takes first base on ball four. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDermott fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Wayne Terwilliger now playing third base. Carl Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger takes first base on ball four. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Terwilliger. The throw from Wilbur and he is safe. Terwilliger steals second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terwilliger scores. It's 1-0, Senators. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Runnels moves to third. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Runnels scores. Vernon moves to second. It's 2-0, Senators. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Vernon moves to third. Busby moves to second. Leo Keeley now pitching. Roy Sievers pinch hits for Tom Wright. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vernon scores. It's 3-0, Senators. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. One out. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers now playing left field. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Don Lenhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhardt hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keeley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Terwilliger takes first base on ball 4. McDermott moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Runnels strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vernon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio strikes out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Keeley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keeley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Busby bunts towards first. Mealy fields the ball and throws to Keeley covering. Safe. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-for-1 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Pearsall hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0-for-1 in the game. Olsen hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McDermott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Terwilliger hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terwilliger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-1 in the game. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terwilliger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilbur hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDermott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio juggles the ball. That's an error on Lepsio. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Busby is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mealy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-1 in the game. Lepsio hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Keeley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keeley is 0-for-1 in the game. Keeley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels misplays the ball. That's an error on Runnels. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sievers. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Keeley goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Senators. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's Red Sox, 3, Senators, 3. Carl Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0-for-2 in the game. Olsen hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0 for 2 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a pop-up towards short. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McDermott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terwilliger fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Terwilliger. Mealy moves to second. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mealy moves to third. Ted Williams pinch hits for Don Lenhart. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mealy scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilbur strikes out. One out. Grady Hatton pinch hits for Ted Lepsio. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder fields it and throws to second for the out. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Leo Keeley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keeley is 0 for 2 in the game. Keeley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. Bowling moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Camilo Pasquale now pitching. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Ted Williams now playing left field. Grady Hatton now playing third base. Jackie Jensen now playing center field. Sammy White now catching. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Terwilliger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Runnels moves to third. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. he's got one RBI. Busby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Runnels scores. Vernon moves to second. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Sid Hudson now pitching. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Senators 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Carl Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0-for-3 in the game. Olson bunts in front of the plate. Fitzgerald fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Fitzgerald. Goodman moves to third. Olson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mealy hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Goodman tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams is walked intentionally. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hatton hits a line drive into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-for-3 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jesse Leffen pinch hits for Camilo Pasquale. Jesse Leffen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leffen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Snyder moves to second. Tom Umflett pinch runs for Jesse Leffen. Johnny Pesky pinch hits for Wayne Terwilliger. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky takes first base on ball 4. Snyder moves to third. Umflett moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Snyder scores. Umflett moves to third. Pesky moves to second. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Bill Henry now pitching. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman misplays the ball. That's an error on Goodman. Umflett scores. Pesky scores. Runnels moves to third. It's 7-6, Senators. Tom Hurd now pitching. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Busby strikes out. 2 outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Vernon moves to second. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gus Kiriazakos now pitching. Roy Dietzel now playing third base. Tom Umflett now playing left field. Harry Aganez pinch hits for Milt Bowling. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Tom Hurd. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lemon. Maxwell reaches second base with a double. Aganez moves to third. Billy Consolo pinch runs for Harry Aganez. Tom Brewer pinch runs for Charlie Maxwell. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Consolo tags and scores. One out. It's Red Sox, 7, Senators, 7. Chuck Staubs now pitching. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goodman for the out. Brewer moves to third. 2 outs. Carl Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0-for-3 in the game. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dietzel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Senators 7. The Senators will come to bat. Billy Consolo now playing shortstop. Hal Brown now pitching. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-for-4 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Roy Dietzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietzel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Senators 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lemon. Williams reaches second base with a double. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hatton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Williams trying to get to home. Busby throws the ball into Fitzgerald, who tags Williams, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Senators 7. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Runnels hits a pop-up towards short. Consolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Vernon strikes out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Senators 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Senators 7. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Stobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stobbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Fitzgerald hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Senators 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Carl Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0-for-4 in the game. Olson bunts towards the mound. Stobbs fields it and throws to first for the out. Goodman moves to second. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mealy takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive towards first. Vernon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Fitzgerald settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Fitzgerald. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Senators 7. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Snyder. The throw from White and he is safe. Snyder steals second. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0 for 1 in the game. Umflett takes first base on ball 4. Roy Dietzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietzel is 0 for 1 in the game. Dietzel bunts towards third. Hatton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Snyder moves to third. Umflett moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Runnels strikes out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2 for 6 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 3 for 6 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Busby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Senators 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hatton takes first base on ball 4. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0 for 1 in the game. Consolo bunts towards the mound. Stobbs fields it and throws to first for the out. Hatton moves to second. One out. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jensen is walked intentionally. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Senators 7. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Stobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Stobbs hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 5 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Olsen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 3 for 6 in the game, with three singles. Snyder hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Senators 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0 for 4 in the game. Olsen hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mealy takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dietzel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Senators 7. The Senators will come to bat. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Dietzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietzel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dietzel hits a fly ball into right field. Olsen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Runnels strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Senators 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0 for 1 in the game. Consolo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Fitzgerald fields it and throws to first for the out. Consolo moves to second. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jensen is walked intentionally. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 5 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Goodman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fitzgerald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Senators 7. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2 for 7 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 3 for 7 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Busby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jensen. Busby reaches second base with a double. Vernon moves to third. Chuck Stobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stobbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Stobbs hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vernon tags and scores. One out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 7. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.